This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It was a stunning upset. Donald Trump won the election to the highest office in the land last night. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton failed to win critical swing states, including Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina. President-elect Trump pledged unity in his victory speech.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Hillary Clinton addressed her supporters just moments ago, urged them to respect the election results and a peaceful transfer of power, and reiterated other elements of the Constitution that she hoped would be honored in the coming administration.
Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them.
So the national results are final. Several key state races, however, still in question, including the gubernatorial race here in North Carolina. Democrat Roy Cooper declared victory, but incumbent Republican Governor Pat McCrory says the process is not over. Joining me now, after a very late night, WNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff Tabiri with more. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hello, Frank.
Also with me is Steve Huffner. He is a professor of law at Ohio State University. Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Jeff Tabiri, tell us first about the governor's race and how it unfolded last night.
It was a back-and-forth contest. As this was tight. This was, this was one of 12 gubernatorial races in the country this year. And Cooper led early, then McCrory led, Cooper led. At about 11:15, 11:30 last night, Roy Cooper was trailing by 45 to 50,000 votes. And it was interesting that nobody had called this. Something was up. And chatting with a couple of strategists and members of the Democratic members of the North Carolina General Assembly, turns out there were about 93,000 votes from Durham County that, for whatever reason, and we're going to hear more about these votes from Durham County, had not been counted. So those were counted late. Durham County went about 80, almost nearly 80% of the vote went to Roy Cooper. That flipped it. So he went from down 45,000 to up 2,700 votes well after midnight last night.
And there were problems in Durham County right from the start in getting people registered. They had to go off the computer, not registered, but getting people checked in. They had to go off the computer, down to paper. Finally got an extension at some precincts for the voting times in some of those precincts. Mm-hmm. So there were some changes, late votes. At that point, Roy Cooper is way ahead, and he early this morning decides to declare victory.
It's been a long journey to get to this point. And I know that people waited in long lines to vote and to allow their voice to be heard. So I'm humbled by that. Thank you so much. Confident that these results will be certified and that they will confirm victory. Thank you very much.
Well, they may be certified later, but they haven't been certified yet. There is no victory yet, as Pat McCrory said later that day.
This is the process we're going through. We're going to check everything. We're going to make sure that every vote counts in North Carolina. And to ensure that every vote counts, there is a process for these types of things. And there's a process called provisional ballots. And we have no idea, no one knows how many provisional ballots there are out there at this point in time. It could be in the thousands. We do not know. I think in the primary there may have been 40,000 provisional ballots. I don't have the exact number in front of me. So we've got to let that process work, and we've got to respect the election system, because no one respects democracy more than Governor Pat McCrory and Ann McCrory, okay? We've been doing this since I was 32 years old.
As Governor Pat McCrory. Okay, so where are we in the vote count, and why isn't this race over?
Governor-elect, and I don't even know if that's appropriate to say at this point, Roy Cooper has 5,001 more votes than Governor Pat McCrory. He is, yes, still the governor, certainly for at least the next 8 weeks, has 5,001 more votes than McCrory. So you heard in that cut, McCrory said there could be thousands of provisional ballots. Initial word from the State Board of Elections is that there are 6,996 provisional ballots. That could increase. It's unclear if that is including all of the absentee ballots, all of the military folks who have voted from outside of the state and overseas. This morning, Governor Pat McCrory issued, or one of his strategists issued a statement in which he said, currently there are tens of thousands of outstanding absentee military and provisional ballots across the state. Claiming an outcome before the process has concluded is irresponsible and disrespectful to the voters of the state. Close quote. Now, I haven't heard anybody else say that there are tens of thousands of votes. I talked to a political scientist this morning who said there would be several thousand and said it would be a tall task for McCrory to make up a difference of 5,000 votes. So that's kind of where
we
are.
So what's the rule here? We're talking about the fact that at least on paper you've got more provisional ballots than we have a margin of difference. Therefore, we're going to wait until that count. This is not the same as a recount, right?
We are likely heading toward a recount. The McCrory campaign has not asked for that yet. If the results were within 10,000, which they were, this can go to a recount. We're not at that point yet. They're going to first do the provisional ballots, and they're going to see how close this gets. And then it sounds like the McCrory campaign is setting up for a challenge of maybe some challenge of what happened in Durham County. So this is quite possibly going to play out in the courts, and the gubernatorial race might not be finalized for several weeks, maybe into mid or late December. That's possible.
We will be hearing a lot about provisional ballots over those weeks. Steve Huffner, tell us more about provisional ballots. What are they?
Sure. So provisional ballots are a fail-safe mechanism for voters who desire to vote and present themselves at the polling place on election day and for whatever reason are told they're not able to vote a regular ballot. It may be that they have come to the wrong precinct or that the voter rolls don't show their name there or that they don't have the appropriate form of identification. They are nonetheless given an opportunity to record the preferences they would have expressed on a regular ballot, and then that provisional ballot is set aside with all the other provisional ballots for the election officials to review after the fact to determine whether, in fact, the voter should have been eligible to vote. And if so, then it will be counted, and if the determination is that the voter was not eligible, then that provisional ballot will not be counted. And that is what begins today and has to be done by the end of the canvass period of November 18th.
November 18th, and that's done by the State Board of Elections, right?
Typically, the provisionals are counted by each local jurisdiction, and then they report their canvass to the State Board of Elections.
Now, what about another challenge? We talked about the fact that it sounds like the McCrory campaign is setting itself up for a legal challenge for some other aspects of the vote. Let's say these provisional ballots are certified, some are accepted, some are rejected. Can that go beyond that point or beyond this process into the courts? Can one of the campaigns say, we challenge your rejection or acceptance of this provisional ballot?
There are really three stages that are hypothetically possible. And I think it's worth noting that in the stage that's now going on, which we call the canvass stage, there are really three different things happening. One is those provisionals are being processed. And I think, Jeff, you said the state board had said they had reports of close to 7,000 provisionals. But I would suspect that that number can't include late arriving absentee ballots because, by definition, late arriving absentee ballots aren't here yet. And I think that the North Carolina law allows absentee ballots that are postmarked by Election Day to come in for up to 3 days after Election Day. So that's an additional category of ballots, and that could get you into the tens of thousands, as one of those reports had suggested. And then, in addition to those two categories of ballots that are being reviewed during the canvass period, there's simply the process of actually reviewing the election night totals to just make sure that those were accurately reported. So all three of those things happen during this canvass period. Then an official result is certified and can trigger a recount. And if a recount occurs, then each of those individual determinations can be reviewed again. And the election day voting, I understand the process in North Carolina is that for people who voted on a touch screen machine, that the paper audit trail that the machine uses is what is then reviewed as the official ballot in a recount. And that's going to take some time if a recount occurs after the canvass period. And then the final possibility is a judicial contest to ask a court to review all of those processes.
Well, so it could go on for a while. We're talking about a very close governor's race. Another close race, that for Attorney General. Jeff DeBeery?
Absolutely. And that late wave of support from Durham County last night, which we should note, involved some early votes. And why early votes were counted after 11 o'clock last night is unclear at this point, something that the McCrory administration could challenge. But Josh Stein was also propelled from behind to in the lead.
Josh Stein, the Democratic candidate
for Attorney General. Right. He defeats Buck Newton, at least as of now. He leads by 21,000 votes. So it doesn't appear that that is within the threshold for a recount. Another very tight one.
An important race that was not really close at all was that race for a state Supreme Court.
Mike Morgan won by 348,000 votes. It'll be the first time in 20 years that the Supreme Court has had a left lean here in North Carolina. And one has to wonder if Mike Morgan would have won last night had there been a D next to his name. There
yep.
was not.
No party designation in that race. He is running, not running as a Democrat, but he unseats the incumbent Bob Edmonds. And so that is some of our recap for today. There's going to be plenty more. That is, I'm talking to WUNC Capital Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeery. You can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Also, Steve Huffner, a law professor at Ohio State University. Steve, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
We continue our 2016 election coverage just ahead on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.